Good evening. I'm Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday after Epiphany, Year A. Our readings for today, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 to 7, Psalm 40, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, and the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 29 to 42. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Let us praise God, for He is gracious. Let us give thanks, for God is the source of all good things. Let us worship God now, for God is the Lord of glory. Let us adore God, for God is the Lord. Amen. Lord, we gather to praise You so often before. We have come to sing and pray, to listen to Your word read and proclaimed, and yet we have not worshipped You, but we have tried to please ourselves. Holy Spirit, come, move among us and within us, that when we are finished, we may know we have been in the presence of the living God. Lord, empower us to hear the good news in the power of Your Spirit, and may we respond with heartful praises. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 533, Oh for a Closer Walk with God. We pray the collect for the second Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. In the Bible, the lamb is presented as a sacrificial animal. It symbolizes gentleness, innocence, and purity. Therefore, it was always appropriate to offer a lamb without blemish as a sacrificial offering to God. One researcher points out that 85 out of the 96 references to the lamb in the Bible, 85 of them are in relation to sacrifice. In Genesis chapter 22, the writer relates the story of God telling Abraham, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will show you." Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. Abraham, in obedience, rose early, took Isaac, two of his young servants, the wood and the fire, and journeyed to the place where God would lead him. As they approached the place, Abraham left the young servants behind and proceeded with Isaac to the place of the sacrifice. As they walked along, Isaac, out of curiosity, asked his father, "Father, the fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Verse 7. Abraham's response was prophetic. Abraham said, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." Verse 8. The lamb would come from God, a lamb of God. God did provide the lamb. Having built an altar, Abraham bound Isaac, laid him on the altar on top of the wood, took out his knife, and was about to kill him. The writer of the book of Genesis records, "But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Verse 12. As Abraham looked up, there was a ram caught in the bush by his horns. Abraham caught the lamb and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. God provided the lamb for the burnt offering. That was truly a lamb from God. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day." on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Verse 14. God continues to provide as we move through the story of God's relationship with God's people in the Bible. In the book of Exodus, in the face of the last plague to challenge Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go from slavery in Egypt, God instructs Moses to tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb from each family, a lamb for each household, a lamb without blemish, a year old male from the sheep or the goats. And on the 14th day of the month, they should assemble and slaughter the lamb at twilight. Exodus chapter 12, verses 3 to 6. They were to take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the house in which they ate it. Verse 7. They were given specific instructions on the way the lamb was to be prepared and eaten. It is the Passover of the Lord. That night, the Lord will pass through the land of Egypt and strike down every firstborn in the land, both human and animal. The blood of the lamb shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. The children of Israel were to be freed from slavery in Egypt at the Passover, and they were instructed to keep it as a day of remembrance. They were to celebrate it as a festival to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance, God said. Exodus chapter 12, verse 14. The Passover lamb was always to be a sign of the liberation of the children of Israel from physical slavery in Egypt. Thus, they commemorated it annually. In Isaiah chapter 53, the prophet gives an insight into the atoning suffering of the Messiah. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Isaiah 53, verses 3a, 5, and 7. The faith of the Messiah is described as a lamb for the sacrifice. It is therefore no surprise that John the Baptist, who did an excellent job in calling the people to repent, to be baptized, in order to be ready for the Messiah, would affirm first that he was not the Messiah. However, on two occasions in our gospel today, from the Gospel of John chapter 1 verses 29 to 42, John the Baptist will refer to Jesus as the Lamb of God. John saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John chapter 1 verse 29. John was sure that Jesus was the Lamb of God, because as he baptized Jesus, he saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. Verse 32. John testifies that, "I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." John chapter 1, verses 33 and 34. John was not only sure that Jesus was the Lamb of God, he wanted others to know. So the next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." John chapter 1, verses 35 and 36. This prompted two of John's disciples to follow Jesus to see where he was staying. When they inquired of Jesus, he invited them to come and see. Thus began the call of individuals to follow Jesus. The Lamb of God. The God who did not allow Abraham to sacrifice his son would send his one and only son, whom he loves, to be the lamb to be sacrificed for the sins of the whole world. Sins past, present, and future. It is therefore no accident that Jesus was crucified when the Jews were observing the feast of the Passover. As they commemorated their liberation from physical slavery in Egypt, God used the occasion to free humankind from sin and death. Jesus, the Lamb of God, would bring liberation to all from sin and eternal death. Can we doubt the height, the depth, and the breadth of God's love? God would sacrifice God's Son to liberate us from sin and death. God must truly love us. God must truly love you and me. What then should be our response to God's amazing love? The hymn writer Isaac Watts, as he surveys the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, declared, "Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." What then is our response? Your response and mine to the Lamb of God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Faithful God, we give you thanks for your sanctifying presence in your Son. Bless your saints throughout the world, everyone who calls on your name. Put a new song on the lips of all who wait on you. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Jesus, Lamb of God, illumine the hearts and lives of all who seek your will. We pray for those who express their faith in politics and strive for the common good. Open the eyes of rulers and governments to seek your justice. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Lord, your call touches life before the cradle and beyond the grave. Be with those who are expectant and hopeful as life emerges and develops. In your sight, all are honored and given dignity. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Lord God, we seek your healing and life-giving spirit. In the circle of your love, we hold all in special need. Lift the despairing from the pit and set them on firm ground to trust in you. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Lord, your salvation reaches to the ends of the earth. Hear us as we remember with thanksgiving those whose earthly labors are complete. Restore us all in your grace and peace. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn Songs of Fellowship, 320, Lamb of God, Holy One.
Blood watch.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to conquer the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus sanctify us and keep us from all evil. May he drive far away from us all hurtful things and purify both our souls and bodies. May he bind us to himself by the bond of love, and may his peace abound in our hearts and in our homes. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today, this week, and always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. Remember, the COVID-19 virus and also the flu virus is among us, and therefore we need to take the necessary precautions. Continue to wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds. Wear your mask, especially in crowded areas. And as far as possible, keep your distance. Blessings to all for this coming week. Our hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 1120. Will you come and follow me?